Greetings, dear listener. Today, I am Dr. Christopher Hershey, and I am thrilled to delve into a topic that lies close to my heart, the undeniable connection between education and the promotion as well as safeguarding of human rights. As we navigate the complex landscape of human rights in the modern world, it becomes evident that education plays a pivotal role in shaping societies that value and uphold the dignity, freedom, and equality of every individual. Empowerment through education. Education serves as the cornerstone of empowerment. It equips individuals with the knowledge, critical thinking skills, and awareness necessary to comprehend their rights and the rights of others. By fostering a deep understanding of human rights principles, education empowers individuals to speak out against injustice, discrimination, and violations. When citizens are well informed about their rights, they become active participants in advocating for societal changes that ensure the protection of these rights. Cultivating tolerance and respect. Education is not only about acquiring information, it's about nurturing empathy, tolerance, and respect. Through inclusive curricula that highlight the diversity of cultures, beliefs, and perspectives, education molds individuals who embrace differences and reject prejudice. When young minds are exposed to a variety of viewpoints, they develop the capacity to appreciate the richness of human experiences and coexist harmoniously. Preventing human rights violations. Informed individuals are less likely to be passive witnesses to human rights violations. Education acts as a deterrent against abuses by creating a population that recognizes the signs of injustice and is equipped to intervene. By teaching the history of human rights struggles and their global impact, education raises a generation of advocates who are committed to preventing the recurrence of atrocities and genocides. Challenging gender inequality. Gender inequality remains a pressing issue worldwide. Education emerges as a powerful tool in dismantling such inequalities. When girls and women have access to quality education, they not only increase their economic opportunities, but also gain the means to challenge stereotypes and discriminatory practices. Educated women are more likely to stand up for their rights and advocate for gender parity, contributing to a more just and equitable society. Fostering responsible citizenship. Education doesn't just prepare individuals for employment. It cultivates responsible and informed citizens. A society where education underscores the importance of civic participation is one where citizens engage in meaningful dialogues, participate in democratic processes, and hold their leaders accountable. This active involvement is crucial for upholding human rights at every level of governance. Digital literacy and human rights. In the digital age, education takes on a new dimension in safeguarding human rights. As technology influences how information is disseminated and opinions are formed, digital literacy becomes essential. Education should teach individuals to navigate the digital landscape responsibly, recognize misinformation, and engage in online discussions that respect human rights principles. Conclusion. In a world where human rights violations persist, education emerges as a beacon of hope. As I firmly believe that the role of education in promoting and safeguarding human rights cannot be overstated. It is through education that societies evolve. Prejudices are challenged, and individuals emerge as empowered advocates for justice and equality. Let us embrace education as the cornerstone of a future where human rights are not just protected, but celebrated. Remember, knowledge is power, and empowered individuals are catalysts for lasting change.